What duty do we have to parents who often act foolishly and use harmful and abusive language? Jeez. When questions like this get asked, I'm kind of hoping that those parents aren't sitting in the room. But I can't think of anyone here who acts this way right now. But you never know. When people leave the monastery, maybe they're like different people. They're on their best behavior in the monastery. I guess the duty would be reflect on it, reflect on the relationship. Also, just like earlier, like, have we ever acted in that way? Can we say, I've never been that way that they are to me? I've never, ever been that way. So to reflect on it and see, like, always bringing it back to ourselves, because we have, that's what we can train. That's what we can work with. We can't, or we, it's nearly impossible to go around changing other people or outside situations, but we can change ourselves and thereby set a good example and thereby have like that ripple out effect and be a good example for people, have a good influence on people. That we can do. So we can train ourselves, we can work on ourselves. So that's our duty. That's also our duty. We can not act foolishly and use harmful and abusive language. We have the power to change that. I think like my dad's dad's stepdad, my grandpa's stepdad was from a Mormon from Salt Lake City who had the view that you have to beat the devil out of your children. And my grandpa had very dark skin because of his own ancestry, and so that he was beaten more than the other kids. They were all beaten because they all had the devil in them, but he was beaten perhaps more. But he made a conscious decision to not treat his own children that way, and he was always unbelievably kind to his children. And so that was to like my own dad and his brother and sister. You think you don't have to keep that going or keep perpetuating that.